coming up on All Access.
The 2014 NFL Draft is in the books. The process is well underway to integrate 9 new members to the Patriots team. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Interest in the NFL Draft has never been higher. TV ratings on multiple networks are at an all-time high. We'll recap all 3 days, and we begin with a look inside the Patriots Draft Room for round one.
All right, Jimmy, write this down. Dominique Easley, defensive lineman.
Hey, this is Bears Najarian calling from the Patriots.
We just selected you. You're going to be a New England Patriot, so congratulations.
Dominic, congratulations. Understand you're a Staten Island guy, huh? I'm excited about having you here. I love our defense, and I believe you'll be a great addition to it. Coach Belichick and I. Scouting staff has told me about you, so I look forward to meeting you.
With the 29th pick in the 2014 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Dominic Easley, defensive end, Florida.
Well, after concluding round one of the draft, I'm joined now by Mike Reese and Paul Perilla. And, all right, here we go. Dominic Easley, what'd you think? Good pick? Bad pick? Taking a risk pick?
Absolutely taking a risk. I loved it because I love the athleticism that the guy provides, and I understand the risk in terms of the 2 ACL surgeries, but to me, that isn't as big a risk, say, as Rob Gronkowski with the back problem coming out. I think now ACLs have sort of become a little bit more commonplace, and I love the idea of having an athletic interior defensive lineman to get into the backfield, Mike.
I'm very surprised by it. Usually when I think about the Patriots, I think of safe, sort of clean picks in the first round. This, to me, the riskiest pick of Bill Belichick's 15 years in charge of the Patriots.
But if you look back over the, you know, his first round picks, they have done pretty well. So do you think this guy, if healthy, comes in and plays right away like a Gerard Mayo?
Well, I think when he's ready, I think he can step in. I don't think he'll start and play a full role like Gerard Mayo did, but I do think he'll be part of sub packages. I think he can be an interior rusher, something that Mike and I have been talking about for a lot of years, really since Jarvis Green back in 2009. They haven't had a guy that they can move inside consistently and collapse the pocket. I think he's the kind of guy that can be disruptive.
That's the point, Steve. You know, so much of this game is played in those sub-packages. 67% of the defensive snaps last year. So that's when you have 5 or more defensive backs in the field. So you want to get smaller, penetrating defensive linemen to help you get to the quarterback. Think of the AFC Championship game against the Broncos. They couldn't get to Peyton Manning up the middle. This guy can possibly help him.
So you think he's going to fit in pretty well?
Yeah, I think he has the skill set to do exactly what Mike just talked about, and I just keep thinking of what Bill Belichick told us Thursday night. Explosive, explosive. That's the kind of guy that they've lacked. They've had these big space eaters, but they haven't had an athlete, and I think Easley's an athlete.
All right, guys, don't go anywhere. We've got plenty more draft picks to talk about. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Stay with us.
Coming up on All Access,
we recap the draft with Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. But first, let's go back inside the Patriots draft room.
Go ahead. Turn it in.
Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
This Patriots All Access draft special is presented by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking.
And by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. This portion of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting draft nugget. The Patriots have drafted seven quarterbacks since Tom Brady was named the starter in 2001. They are Rohan Davey, Cliff Kingsbury, Matt Castle, Kevin O'Connell, Zach Robinson, Ryan Mallett, and newly drafted Jimmy Garoppolo. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly, available on newsstands now.
Let's re-enter the Patriots draft room and go behind the scenes in rounds 2, 3, and 4.
We're on the clock.
Go ahead. Turn it in.
Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback, Eastern Illinois. Gone.
Jimmy. Hey, this is Bears from the Jerry and calling from the Patriots.
Not you, Jimmy.
Here's Coach Belichick.
Hey, Jimmy. It's Coach Belichick. How you doing? Good. Good. Congratulations. We just made you a Patriot.
Jimmy. Yeah. Congratulations. Great to have you part of our squad.
Jimmy. Okay. We're going to trade this pick here. Hold on.
Okay. So you get 93 for 105 and 179. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll
trade it to right Jacksonville. Now.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Get to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. I haven't seen you in a long time, Coach. First of all, congratulations on the draft. And I would sit here and ask you, hey, how was the draft? But it's fair to say you really don't know until you see these kids out on the practice field. Fair?
Right. You know, when you're picking 29th, you got a lot of teams picking in front of you. It's hard to, you know, feel like you've outperformed all of them when, you know, you've seen a lot of guys go by the board if you have an opportunity to pick. But, you know, it's the way it is. We'll make it work.
Talk about those opportunities, and I know you go through every scenario, and you guys try and have some draft strategies going in. Did the draft go the way you saw it going? Maybe certain group of players, that run was going to be estimated where it went. Did you see everything playing out the way you estimated?
You know, I think each draft's different and unique. You just kind of got to, get a feel for it as it goes along. And you're right, there are different peaks and valleys in it where certain players go or certain mm-hmm. positions go.
Talk about your draft strategy and development of quarterbacks. Granted, you've had number 12 here for a long time. We know how old he is. We know Ryan's situation. You draft Jimmy. You like to have it covered from top to bottom. God forbid something happens to the big guy, and then next thing you know, and we went through this back in 2008. You had a heck of a year with Matt.
Yeah, well, I think the most important thing is drafting the right guy, and we feel like we had a good player in Jimmy and at the right value, so we did that. I think that's the most important thing. So, hopefully that'll be all right. We'll go well.
All right, the biggest thing this year, the draft was kind of stretched out into May. You know, we're used to seeing that thing in April. Did it give you some extra time to maybe brush up on certain guys, or do you look at these guys now and say, boy, maybe they're a little bit behind the eight ball, and we really got to get them in and saturate them with as much information with OTAs and camps?
Right. Well, I think whatever you gain on the draft, you lose in terms of your building your team and having an opportunity to put those players onto your team and on the field. So, we're a couple weeks behind where we've been. And those players are coming to the team later. It's hard as a rookie to make the team, and the later you get on the team, the harder it is. But, everybody's dealing with the same thing, so we'll deal with it.
All right, Coach, see you in a couple months. OTAs, mini camps, maybe a little vacay, and then next time I see you, it'll be for real.
Sounds good.
All right, Coach, good luck.
Thanks, Scott.
Good luck the rest of the summer. There's your coach right there. More of Patriots All Access. Stay tuned right after this.
File is brought to you by Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
Dominic Easley became the 22nd first-round pick for the Patriots since Robert Kraft and his family bought the team 20 years ago. Jackie Britton caught up with the former Florida Gator.
The New England Patriots select Dominic Easley.
Hey, how you doing, Jonathan? Nice to meet you.
How are you doing? Nice to see you.
It's our pleasure to introduce Dominic Easley.
You were just on the field with the Crafts being introduced by them. First, just tell me what that experience was like for you.
It was a great experience. You know, I get to meet the owner and the president at the same time. So, I mean, growing up, I never actually thought this would happen. So, I mean, it's a blessing. It's a great experience.
Kind of walk me through what draft night was like for you. What was going through your mind when you were drafted?
I was in a hotel in New York with my good friend Ronald Powell. He actually played for Florida. And my good friend I knew from kindergarten, Evan Odessier. And, I mean, it was surprising, you know. We was just in the hotel just relaxing, and then here comes a call. So I was really surprised and blessed.
What are your impressions of the Patriots organization and just being able to play for Coach Belichick?
Well, they're family-orientated, and they know how to win. You know, everybody works hard, and that's all I knew how to do growing up in my life. And that's all I've been pointed to do, work hard. So, I mean, it's a great experience just being here.
You're coming off of an injury. How does that motivate you? Does it kind of put a chip on your shoulder to maybe show, you know, everyone what you can do on the field?
Yes, but, I mean, just being from Staten Island, you know, there's not a lot of football players who come out and everybody's always asking, is there football on Staten Island? So I always had a chip on my shoulder and I always will have a chip on my shoulder.
I've heard that your dad and your brother are in the military. Mm-hmm. How has that taught you lessons just about, not necessarily football, but about life? What have you learned from them?
It's really no excuse that you can possibly give in life not to be successful, because they go overseas and put their life on the line every day and every second of their life. So just for us to just be living here because of them is a blessing.
What are you looking forward to the most as, you know, the next couple of months creep up on you and you get ready for training camp?
Really just getting back on the field, you know, because I haven't been in pads since September. So just getting back on the field.
Is this the time of year where everybody kind of gets that itch to get back on the field?
Yeah. But I think I got a little bit more of an itch.
Now, for the rest of the rookies, they've reported for duty, getting a crash course in life as a New England Patriot.
I mean, just getting the basics down, really. Just, we're trying to learn the basics of the offensive playbook. The defense is doing their thing on the other side. And, you know, we're just trying to become a team, you know, our rookie class.
As a rookie class, we have a lot of work. We're way behind from the rest of the team. So right now, we're just working hard to try to catch up.
This Patriots All Access Draft Special is presented by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by Geico.
You know, I remember, I was at Kent State at the time. You wait there, and being a seventh-round draft pick, you sit and you watch all these names getting called, and you're like, oh, wow. Yeah. It keeps going, and then all of a sudden your name gets called, and you're happy, and you're excited, and you realize that all the work and the discipline and the sacrifice and all the years that you played when you were a little kid, when you dreamed about it, when you watched your favorite team, your favorite player play the game, that you're going to get an opportunity to get to play in that same league. So it was probably one of the happiest days of my life.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Again, back with our roundtable, or at least panel discussion, with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Let's talk about the rest of the draft picks, and you got to start with the quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo.
I like this guy. The question is, are they ever going to use this guy?
Well, that's, with their second that's going to be the big choice here is how long does Tom Brady have left? And it's sort of become a referendum on his mortality, you know, for lack of a better word. If he is able to continue to play at the level that he's played, Brady I'm talking about, I'm not sure that Garoppolo ever really gets a chance. But, you know, we've seen these things change, and it changes quickly. I was not overly surprised by the quarterback pick. I don't necessarily love the quarterback they chose, but they did, and that's the only thing that matters. They saw a guy that they thought was worthy of this pick, and they went after him.
Were you surprised by the quarterback pick in the second round?
So I would say mild surprise, Steve. I really thought they were going to come out of this draft with a quarterback. I think I put the second round as maybe, you know, the earliest point they would do it and said, you know, it would be a little bit rich if they do. But here's the key point. It was the late second round, 62nd overall. If you go back to 2011, when they drafted Ryan Mallett in the third round, he was 74th overall. So really, we're talking about a difference of 12 spots here. So we can go second round, third round, but let's look closer at the actual numbers. I think that adds important context.
All right, how good is Garoppolo? He threw 53 touchdowns his senior year. But the criticism is, who do you play against?
Well, this is where I think you're going to hear a lot of people talking about it. Unless you're talking to people in the know, people inside the NFL that scouted this guy, I'm quite frankly, with all due respect, going to ignore what you say, because no one saw this kid play at Eastern Illinois. And I certainly am not going to put myself in any different category. I watch tape that comes out. It's highlight footage. Quite frankly, he looks like he's playing in a high school stadium. So I don't know how much to think of the 53 touchdowns and the 5,000 yards. Certainly, statistically, the guy can do it. I have seen the quick release that a lot of people have talked about, but I haven't necessarily seen great size and athleticism, which I've also heard people talk about.
Agree with everything Paul said. That's why we go out and we talk to scouts, people that have looked at Jimmy Garoppolo closely. And here's what two of them said to me. Great anticipation, Steve, and that's something I think the Patriots really value. Good decision-making, good accuracy, and someone who can grow and is good value at that spot in the draft, because if you think about the positions on a football team and you rank them from importance, 1 to, let's just say, 12, mm-hmm. Number 1 is quarterback. If you don't have that spot accounted for, you put your whole team at risk. So it's very similar to the Denver Broncos a couple years ago when they drafted a quarterback in the second round, Brock Osweiler, mm-hmm. I think that's how you say it, yep. And they 57th overall. Same concept, a little bit of a different dynamic because Peyton Manning and his injury stuff, but really the same thing. Quarterback's that important. People say never too early to take him.
All right, besides Dominic Easley, do you see any of the other draft picks playing right away?
Well,
or playing at all?
The guy that I really liked and I would expect him to contribute is James White. You know, we haven't really heard a lot of talk about him. You know, he's a little bit of a smaller running back, a little like Shane Vereen in that he can be a ball carrier and a pass receiver, but he's a better, I think, runner than Vereen was in college. I think the one thing that I worry about is that Wisconsin program just cranks out running backs. It's a running style offense with a lot of good offensive linemen, so you wonder if it's system related, but very productive, good ball security. I like James White a lot.
And we've seen rookies, you know, come in
absolutely
early and
you
make
don't need
it,
a lot
an early
position.
Impact. So I like that pick a lot. I'll go with Brian Stork, the center out of Florida State. I think Ryan Wendell is back, the starter from the last couple years, but it's been clear to me the Patriots want to possibly upgrade that spot. And I think draft a guy in the fourth round, right up at the top of that round, I think he's going to challenge Wendell. And it sort of ties into me, Steve, to what I think is a big storyline with this team this year, the retirement of Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line coach, new offensive line coach in. Is he looking for different type guys, bigger guys? Let's see how that one plays out.
That's an excellent point. That shouldn't be overlooked. All right, guys, well, time will tell how these players all turn out.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.